it's been pretty rough, Ron. We had some inkling that was coming Tuesday, I guess, when we were all sitting at work, and you listen to the radio, and everything around you has been canceled, and they're telling you you better get home. So we headed that way and didn't really realize how bad it was, I guess, until my mother-in-law called from Louisville yesterday morning and said, well, no, if we were all still living, if we made it home all right, said that we were the headlines on the news. So you get up and you look out and you can't see anything. You don't see any roads. You don't see any cars. You just kind of feel immobilized. You just have to, you know, do the best you can and go on, figuring that they'll get you cleared and get you out of there as quick as they can.
Do you have any improvement today in the weather over there?
We've got some, but we've had some heavy snow again this morning. I don't know how much accumulation, if any, but it was coming down pretty good. And they've got most of the city streets passable now, but the county roads, most of them are still closed and without even a single lane open. So it's still, when you go out there, you're pretty much taking your life in your hands if you don't have a four-wheel drive.
I imagine the grocery stores, there are not a whole lot of them in Mount Sterling. They've had a pretty good run on them, haven't they?
Well, it was bad enough yesterday, Ron, that even Kroger's was closed all day, and I don't remember the last time that happened, if it ever has. Kroger's is traditionally always there when everybody else is gone, so they were closed all day yesterday, and the Civic Center here and the Church of God here have all been putting up people that left yesterday and thought they were going to get home, only have to turn around and head back in there and spend another night. So it's been an adjustment for a lot of people.